Richard Avery, and welcome to my wonderful podcast, Photo Boy, here at the Julielyn Universe, or as I say, Julielyn Radio, brought to you by the really good people at Julielyn, which is me. Oh my God, that's really confusing, but it is true. Today's episode, which is going to be interesting to say the least, I have an amazing guest. She is a beautiful, beautiful new friend, and her name is Nikki Next.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It is.
And how long have you been in the biz?
I've only shot a couple scenes, so a couple years, but okay. I took a break for a little bit. I'm coming back.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from?
I'm from Fullerton, Orange County. Right now I live in Santa Monica. I love it.
Okay.
I like LA a lot more than Orange County.
Okay. And and what got you in the business?
I've been sort of interested in it for a while. I went to Adult Con when it was at the LA Convention Center.
Right.
I think 2 years ago. And I walked around and talked to the girls and said, I want to shoot videos. Because I have, like, my fantasy was to shoot videos so people could watch. Because I wanted people to watch me have sex. So I did.
And was it... When you're starting out like that, and you're like, this is my fantasy. I want people to watch me fuck. And then it comes true. This fantasy come true. Did you ever have somebody watch your video with them to watch how they reacted to it?
I did. Okay. Yeah. It was more his idea, but it was a guy that I was, we had a thing right. going. And so I brought my DVD, the first movie that I shot.
Right.
Sexy Horny Housewives. Mm. And so I brought it and we watched it and his three roommates were there. And we all watched it together, and I was sitting on the couch with my hands over my eyes because I was a little nervous.
Yeah, you think?
But it was kind of hot.
Right.
So
did these three roommates all fuck you then afterwards?
Of course they did. Wink, wink.
Disgusting. So disgusting. What do you like about the business so far? You're new and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you like about it so far?
I think it's exciting to show up to a shoot. There's a camera. There's a guy. The excitement of it is really cool to me. I've met some cool people. Mostly the excitement,
right?
And the anticipation of it coming out,
right?
And then people are gonna see this. It's gonna be all over the internet. But it's cool to me,
right? And I'm guessing here, but you like sex.
I love sex.
It's a big part of your life? Very important to you?
It is now. I was a late bloomer.
Okay.
So I lost my virginity when I was 21. I was in college.
And you're now 23?
27. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
Exactly.
I just turned 22.
Exactly. Actually, I'm 21 and a half.
Totally.
So you're new to the game, and we've had lots of porn stars on this in the universe here. We've guest on Mo's shows. And it's always funny when you hear about that first scene, that first time.
The very first one.
What was your first scene? What was your first scene and who was it with?
My first scene was the Sexy Horny Housewives movie. It was for Combat Zone.
Okay.
So it's on their website.
And who was the lucky guy or girl?
Guy. Alex Gons.
Okay. And did that go as well as you'd like?
It was, yeah, I thought it went well. I didn't know what to expect because I'd never done it. So it's like you think of how something is in your head and then you show up and you go, well, this is kind of different, but it turns out to be exciting. So, so I showed up and I was very nervous because I didn't know what to do. So I showed up and I ran in the bathroom. I took all my clothes off, put a robe on because I brought a robe with me.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And I came out and I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then I pulled my robe off. And the director and I laugh about it to this day.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's like, game on.
But it was fun.
And were you happy with the results when you saw the DVD, though?
Yeah, it was a little weird to see yourself on a movie for the first time.
Right.
So I kind of watched it with one eye closed and one eye open.
Yeah.
But so you make that cringe face.
Right.
But it was exciting.
So tell me, what do you prefer to do, videos or still? Like, given a choice, we've done both together, but like, yeah. And I know you like both ultimately, but both. Ultimately, is there one that if I said to you, all right, we're going to do another video of you fucking, sucking, whatever, or like, we're going to do some crazy stills. What do you like to do?
I get my first answer would be both, but if I had to pick one,
life or death, one or the other.
I have to pick one. Drum roll.
Yeah.
My favorite thing would be a boy girl video.
Okay.
That would be my favorite because it's really hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's being honest. What do you have any do's and don'ts in your work career?
I'm open to trying a lot of things, so I don't have a lot of like hard no.
Right.
I can't do this, so I'm willing to try it, and then if I don't like it, I'll scratch it off my list.
Right.
That's usually how I function.
Have you done anything? Do you want to do things for like kink.com and do like sex and submission and gangbangs and bondage and?
I think so. I do. I want to do bondage. Bondage is really sexy to me.
Okay.
Blindfold.
Okay.
Ball gag.
Okay.
I really I like the kink stuff. I like the stuff that they do. Some of it would be questionable. I would have to okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that.
Right.
But I love watching all their videos.
Right.
So that's cool. Okay.
Have you ever been tied up in bondage stuff?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It's the intensity. The intensity of it turns you on more.
Yeah.
So you get more excited. And then it's like, wow. It's like the 50 Shades of Grey movie, you know?
But better.
It's coming out, but better in person.
It's like, it's real, not fake.
Like, this is actually happening.
Yeah. So we know you've had sex in your real life and you've done sex on camera. Is there anything sexually that you haven't done that you're dying to do? You had this fantasy about fucking on camera and people seeing it, right?
Yeah.
And now that you live that fantasy. So right. What's the next one?
I do
a shopping spree at Target and getting fucked in aisle 4.
My goodness. It's like you're in my head. Exactly. That would actually be really cool.
Be fucked in the bathroom at Target. I want to be.
And then I could go only if I could go shopping after.
Exactly. Foreplay is fucking in the bathroom.
Or I can be in a shopping cart and get gangbanged by a bunch of guys.
There you go. All wearing Target uniforms.
That's my weird, crazy fantasy. Exactly.
And we're going to call the website targetgangbang.com.
Yes.
Really? No. Okay. Seriously. Sorry to interrupt. But what is your fantasy now?
I haven't shot any like group videos, like gangbang or like blow.
And you've had multiple partners. I'm assuming. Yes.
Okay. In my private life. Yes. Okay. And I've done three guys. I want my fantasy would be, I would say what, like 5-6 guys full on gangbang.
Okay.
I want to do that at some point.
Just passing you around.
Just bam.
You sound like Samantha. Oh my God. Scares the shit out of me.
It's hot.
It's all hot. It's all fun and games until the next day you can't walk.
Right. But then you can lay in bed and watch Netflix.
Exactly. As they rip your asshole and tear your vagina. Sounds like fun.
I need a day to rest.
Exactly. More like 5. What do you think about, like, you say you lost your virginity late in life, which I don't think is late, because I always tell people
that's fine. Yeah,
I think any time before your 25th birthday is fine. If you're after 25, then there's a problem.
Yeah,
but I think like, did you think about sex when you were younger? Did you like when you were in high school and all your friends were fucking? Did you say like, oh man, I want to do that. Why isn't nobody doing this? And how did you feel about that?
I kind of thought about it. I was a really late bloomer, so right. I knew people were having sex in high school,
right.
But I was like super, super shy and awkward.
Okay.
So I was an introvert.
Right.
I still sort of am, but more, way more when I was younger.
Right.
So I kind of thought about it, but I thought one day I'm gonna date a guy.
Yeah.
And so that's what I thought in my head.
Right.
I was like, and I would watch porn. I would do everything except actually have sex.
Okay. Now, you say you watched porn. Who were some of your favorite porn stars?
Sasha Grey. Blowjob videos are my favorite.
Okay.
Of anybody.
No, I agree. I actually kind of would say that's one of my favorites. Not all of my favorites, but that is one.
Blowjob porn is amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Just a blowjob is there's an art to it.
It is. I like watching it though.
Oh, I got to show you some scenes.
Okay.
Did I show you the scenes from Spit?
No.
Oh my God, Bobby Starr. My best friend,
yeah,
BFF. She directed a movie called Spit for Evil Angel, and she's directed like 15 movies for them. Yeah. But that for me is her.
I love Evil best Angel. Movie.
That's like her best one. Oh, and she did two scenes here, actually, one over there and one in my kitchen. She had Christina Rose blow a guy in my kitchen.
No way.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting there going, "Why is this happening? Why is this happening?" Oh, she did three scenes. Then she did one scene that with. Chastity Lee Lynn in the living room, and then she did a scene, I forget this other girl, in my bathroom.
One in each room.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, and she's like, can we shoot one in your bedroom? Like, not in a fucking million years.
Blowjob is the best, though. There's my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies is a girl, they're in the kitchen, the guy feeds the girl a popsicle and a fudgesicle.
Okay.
So she licks it, licks his penis, licks it, and like does a really slow blowjob, and it's like the greatest video ever.
Okay, and who was doing that?
It was I found it on Pornhub.
Oh, okay,
it's like an old. It's like what? This is when I was in high school. So, okay.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, last month.
Exactly.
I was watching it.
Now, is there besides
in my
Sasha?
Uniform.
Besides Sasha Grey, who else?
I love.
You like to drop names around here.
Dropping names.
Yeah. I'll catch him.
James Dean, but he's okay. The guy.
Every girl I know wants to fuck James Dean, even the girls that aren't porn stars.
Yeah, I think it's the way that he like grabs, like the roughness. The girls like roughness. Of course they do.
Yes, of course. Every girl I know likes it rough, and I'm looking at him kind of going, yeah, okay.
Jenna Hayes.
Okay.
I like her.
I like Jenna. I've only talked to her. I never got to shoot her, but I met her like briefly, like a second. I really liked her. I thought she
she's
was very
cool.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, I love brunettes.
Me too.
So yes.
Me too.
A brunette that loves brunettes.
Yes. What about no other girls? What about girls today? Today's girls. Are there any girls that you look at now that you're like, oh my God, I would love to fuck the shit out of that bitch? Like Asa Akira or a Phoenix
Ooh,
Marie.
She would be hot. I like petite girls.
Okay.
So I like Lexi Bell. I like.
Lexi Bell's hot as fuck.
Like her.
And she's good.
She's the hottest blonde, I think. One of.
I'm going to say my Ash Hollywood is the hottest blonde.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I'd say because Lexi's.
How about both of them?
Been there, done that.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Was it in the kitchen?
No.
Darn it.
It sort of felt like we're playing the game Clue.
In the kitchen. With the candlestick.
Exactly.
Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, exactly. So what about like now that you're getting back in the game, you took a little bit of a hiatus, you're getting back in the game. By the time this airs, you will be back in the game. What is there anybody you're like you have on your hit list of like, oh, I'm gonna shoot so and so or I wanna work with so and so? Like do you have like a wish list or a bucket list, as they would say?
Yeah. I want
like Evil Angel, Elegant Angel.
I do wanna shoot with Evil Angel. I think they do really good work.
Right.
I do wanna shoot with Kink because I like the
Have you contacted them yet?
I did. I contacted them. I went to AVN, not this year,
right.
But I went last year, a year ago, and I talked to the Kink girl.
Right.
So I was interested in it.
Right.
So I'll get back to her. Like, yes, I want to shoot. I want to shoot something.
You gotta get it going. I just
put a blindfold on me.
Yeah. No, I get mad because, like, you know, I always tell people, I tell all my girls this. Do I want to share you with anybody? No. That's, I always say, I'm going to be honest. I don't want to share you or any of my girls with anybody. Like, I'm greedy that way. But yeah. I'm also realistic and understand. And that's why I say to every girl, if you're going to get into this, you know, A, you should go work with people you want to work with that do good work. Like, and be selective, especially if you can afford to be selective. Like, Audrey's that way. Audrey only works with the people she wants to work with. She probably turns down, for every job she does, she turns down 100. Do you know what I mean? Like, and that's the way I believe you got to approach it.
No, 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 no. Yes, I want to do that one.
Yeah, like I want to work with this performer or this photographer or this. That way, A, you have a good time. You have a, you enjoy the whole process. But if you're going to start just fucking anyone and everyone, you'll be burnt out within 6 weeks going, this is just fucking stupid.
Right, yeah. Because I do see, I see some people do that.
Yeah.
Some girls do that.
They get shot out and then they also get burned out. And then they start, their performances suck because they're just like, phoning it in.
Yeah.
And like,
you know, you can only do so much.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. That's why I tell everybody, like, you know, if kink's on your list, you got to go after it.
Definitely on my list.
You know what I mean?
But it is, it's interesting that I, because I took a break. So I, like, I didn't shoot anything.
Right.
And I was just doing my thing, doing my art stuff. But it was nice. It's like, okay, now I'm going to come back and be selective and have fun.
And fuck.
And fuck a lot of guys.
There you go.
So everyone can watch.
Do you like girls?
I love making out with girls.
Right.
Yes.
That's about it.
I like a girl licking my pussy. Mm-hmm. I kind of like licking girls' pussy, but I like her doing it to me more.
Yeah.
Do
you like having three ways with a guy, and they're like? Little...
Yes. Well, my favorite is two guy, three way.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Because the masculine energy is like insane. But I love it. I love it. See, I got excited.
You're such a little hoe.
I know.
If everybody could see what
look
I'm seeing.
Look how excited
right
I got.
I know. There's like
I jumped up and down.
There's a puddle in my chair.
I'm sorry about that.
You're going to have to clean that shit up.
I'll dry it with a hair dryer.
No, you're going to lick it up.
Oh.
Okay. All right. The last couple of things here. So, dumb question. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay. That's funny. That's my favorite color. And what do you want out of being a porn star? Like, what do you like for, you know, I always say everybody has to have a plan, some kind of plan, some goals, some, I mean, besides the fucking, which I'm sure is not.
Right.
What else?
Money? Yeah, but that's not the number one thing.
Okay.
My fantasy, like before I shot anything, was I love when guys jerk off. So I want guys to jerk off to my videos.
Right.
That's what I want.
Okay.
That would make me happy.
Just knowing that guys. So if I told.
Just knowing, because I've gotten emails saying right. Like I like this photo set or yeah. Like when you had like the stalking picture and I went home and jerked off to it. I hope that's not weird.
No.
And then I write back. It's like, no, I love that. Like you have no idea. It's so amazing.
So if I told you I was jerking off to your videos, what would you say?
I would say yes.
Oh.
I would give you a double high five.
Oh, really?
Not just one.
That would be a high 10.
A high 10.
Okay.
And I would do the high 10 sign.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So how do we find you on the interwebs? Where can we find you?
So right now, I use my Twitter a lot. My Twitter is ITS Nikki Next.
ITSNIKKINEXT. Okay. And do you have a yes. Tumblr or a Facebook or a MySpace?
MySpace.
Tinder.
MySpace. My music is on MySpace.
Exactly. No. You can buy my solo album work.
My debut album.
I play the flute.
I play the clarinet.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
Instagram. My Instagram is NikkiNextXXX.
Like NEXT
NEXTXXX. And I put the link on my Twitter too.
Just so you know, we spell it out for everybody because pretty much everybody's stupid who listens.
I got it. Totally got it.
Wow.
And a new website coming soon.
It's coming soon. As soon as.
I'm coming soon.
We hope.
I hope.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me on my wonderful podcast, Photo Boy. If anybody's out there listening and paying attention to me, you can follow me at the Julie Land Universe at julieland.com. Check out my website at richardaveryphoto.com. And I think, I don't know. I really don't care if you follow me or not, so it doesn't really matter. So thanks for listening. And I'm going to go take some pictures. Bye.
Yes.